Have you ever had the instinctual feeling that today might not be the best day to ride? Perhaps nerves are causing anxiety, making you eager to hit the trails? Have you seen others full of adrenaline, pushing their limits, only to end up injured? Today, we're going to talk about how you can tune into your intuition, aka your gut, and navigate your ride day for a safe and enjoyable time on the slopes and trails. Hey, hi, and hello, Angelisa here, your host for Brat Babes Throttle Talk. And by the time you're listening to this episode, I will be in Phoenix, Arizona, soaking up the sun and spending some good quality time with my parents and my daughter, Stella and Billy. I am originally from Saskatchewan, and my parents have a winter home in Phoenix. They've been going for, oh my gosh, I think they've been going for the past 20 years, 15 years. Anyways, I was going there for a bit, but it's been, I think, 6 years the last time I've been. So Stella, I think, was like 3 years old. So Billy has never been. And I'm so excited to bring her, and I'm just excited to be there again. And just to chill out, relax by the pool. And yeah, I'm not a summer person or have never really been a summer person. But as I get older, the more I appreciate the sun. So I am looking forward to it. Kenny, my husband, he's not joining us, unfortunately, but he does want to focus on our shop because we're building our dream garage. So that's what he's doing. But because of this trip, because I'm leaving in like 10 days, I'm leaving March 11th. So because of that, and I'll be gone for 10 days. So what I'm doing today is February 29th, and I am batch creating all of my podcasts. And all of my content, all of my YouTube videos. And I'm pre-planning the next month, basically. The next 2 to 3 weeks, I'm doing that for my clients. I'm doing that for myself so that I get to stay connected. So yeah, I've been batching all of my content, all of my podcasts, so I don't miss an upload for you because you are very important to me, believe it or not, but you are. And I value your time. I value our conversations that we have together, and I value our connection. To me, that is one of the most important things as a content creator, is to have a sense of community and a sense of connection with like-minded women, especially within our sport. So if you're listening in, thank you for being here. And I'm so excited to jump in on this topic because I think it's really important in listening into our intuitions and our gut. Okay, so let's get into it. If you're not aware, I am all about healthy mindsets, and I love to learn on how to make my riding experiences that much better. And if you are here, then you like learning this stuff too. So I'm excited. I personally have been all over the map, all over the place, navigating my own emotions when it comes to my riding. I am a mother, and a lot of times I feel guilty of leaving the kids and the hubby at home. I am hard on myself for not being a better rider, and I get anxious because I am fearful of slowing down my group, my new friends, my new riding group. And other days, I can't contain my excitement because I am so stoked. I want to send it. And when I do get to ride and I have those feelings, I tend to push my limits, and then I end up getting injured. Perhaps you can relate on one of those things as well. I wouldn't call myself a professional or an expert on navigating my emotions and feelings. However, over time, I've learned how to read myself and listen in on my gut feelings, on my intuitions when it comes to my riding days. Now, I'm not perfect, but it's getting better over time. Maybe that comes with age too. But here I want to talk about my 4 tips that I practice to enhance on my riding days on sleds and dirt bikes. Okay, so let's get into it. Number 1 is rating your feelings. before every ride, I want you to rate your feelings from 1 to 10. So 10 being you're super hyped to ride, you want to send it, you want to feel challenged, you are jacked, you are so stoked. Okay, so that's 10. And number 1 being the lowest, you are not feeling it and you'd rather be at home and take a chill day. Like, I don't know, I'm sure you've had that experience where you're just like not feeling it that day. So if you're going to take anything away from this episode, it would be this one, is to start to be aware of how you're feeling before you ride and gauge your day or gauge your feelings between 1 and 10, just so that you can kind of feel where you are at. How many of you have started your day feeling at a 1 or a 2, where you want to stay home? Because your body is tired and you just want to chill and you want to rest. Your body is just not feeling it at all. But how many of you feel the pressure to ride because you feel like you should get out because our days are limited? I know you've experienced this at least once. For me, if you've been listening to the podcast, I schedule everything and I book in days to ride at least like 2 weeks ahead of time. Again, depending on weather, but it's always that 2 week mark so that I can be prepared. I can make sure sitters are around. I can make sure Kenny's not working or he's not busy. There's a lot of variables that I have to take into account to make my riding a success. So because I am a mom, I need to plan ahead. And for me, that's 2 weeks in advance. And if I wake up that morning, the day that I get to ride, and I'm not feeling it, I am still going to put my best foot forward. I'm going to put on my boots and get out to ride. My days, again, are limited, so I'm not going to waste my riding day on a feeling. However, if I notice that I'm not feeling it, let's say I'm at like a 1 or 2, and I'm not wanting to send it, then I will honor that feeling. Okay, and I will take a step back on some features that I know I don't have the energy to perform. I've injured myself one too many times to take any more risks. And because our sports are risky, if I can avoid any injuries or any more damage to my sleds and my dirt bikes, then listening to that feeling is the best option for me. Especially if I want to get out and ride, because again, days are limited. I've also had rides where my days start at a 1 or a 2, but then when I surround myself with like good people that have good energy that energizes me, then my 1 will turn into a high 8 or 9. And if that's the case, and my body's feeling good, I'm feeling energized, I'm feeling a little bit more playful, a little bit more stoked and hyped, then I will challenge myself with riding. Again, I will listen to my gut feeling on every single obstacle and turn down any challenge if I'm not feeling up to it. And I'm okay with that. Now, that took a very long time to get to that point, but I noticed last year on the days that I rode and I wasn't feeling it, I came up to some obstacles and I was like, I took a step back and I was like, you know what? Today's just not the day. Like, I'm not going to try this. I'm going to take another route out. So this is my permission slip to you, is to, if you are feeling at a 1 or 2, like obviously listen to your body. If you need the rest and you're feeling burned out, like take that rest. But if you are anything like me and your days are limited and you're going to go out and ride, then this is your permission slip to like take your time. Take the time to communicate with your riding group or with your buddies and just let them know like you want to take it easy. This is how you're feeling and that you may need help over some obstacles or find different routes to get yourself out of any zones that you plan on going. And just say, you know, you're up for riding, but if it can be a like slower pace or something that isn't as challenging. Most cases, your friends are going to understand, and everyone goes through these. And sometimes we put pressures on ourselves to like be at that level 10, always excited, always hyped up for our other friends, right? So We feed off of each other's energies. But if you're just upfront in the beginning and you just tell them your energy level, then they can come and match you, or maybe they can get you pumped up and get you excited. But permission slip is to listen to yourself, listen to that gut feeling, and take it easy and just enjoy the ride. Okay? We put too much pressure on ourselves to be at a level 10 at all times. So number two is understanding the impact of your words and body language on your expressions. This is a really, really good one. Okay, so before heading out to enjoy your snowmobile or your dirt bike adventures, take a moment to consider your communication style. Pay attention to how you speak, especially when you're with your friends or your partner, if you're looking to achieve your personal goals. Pay close attention to the way your body language is expressing how you feel. Example here. So years ago, I drove a group of my friends together to go snowboarding in Whistler. And we were all so jacked to ride. And I remember this day perfectly. I picked everyone up in my little silver Beetle. I was driving a Beetle at the time. And we all planned it. We all knew what time we were going to meet, what we were going to do for that day. So we met at 5:30 that morning. It was on a weekend. So 5:30 in the morning. And we drove from Vancouver to Whistler. There was fresh powder that day. We brought up our cameras to film, and we planned out what exactly we were going to do and what we were going to capture and work on for that day to make our snowboard movie film. So I was, again, making women's only snowboard films of my friends. Again, always been a content creator, even before sleds and dirt bikes. Because it was a 3-hour drive, we had a lot of chats. It was a long time to be traveling up, and all of our energies, we were all so excited, so amped up. And I remember this moment where one of my friends, she was so excited, she couldn't contain her excitement, and she was bouncing off the walls. And she said, "Oh my gosh, I can't wait to be up there. I just want to break myself." And immediately I gasped, and the whole vehicle went silent. I think there was like 5 of us in my Beetle. And we all went silent. And I turned to her and I'm like, "Yo, don't say that. Like, you're going to jinx yourself. Like, don't think it. Don't say it. Don't even like repeat what you said. Don't do it. It's too early. Let's just like get up there and let's go and do our thing." We all laughed it off, obviously, but she was still super excited. She's really cute that way. Like, I just remember she gets so stoked on every single thing, like any little detail about anything. Like, she was super excited, and definitely like we fed off of her energy and we all got stoked and got amped up. Anyways, we got to Whistler, we strapped on into our snowboards, and we went up the mountain and to hit the park. So we were park junkies, we were hitting rails and jumps. And so our first lap, we went down into the park and we were checking it out. And my friend, who was super excited, she wanted to do a test run and she wanted to go off this jump. So even though it wasn't like we were setting up to film, I just told her, "Hey, I'll go at the bottom of the jump and I'll film you, you know, like if you're hitting it, might as well, but let's just take it easy and I'll see if I can kind of work some shots." Anyways, so she went on her snowboard, went off the jump, and she overshot it and she broke her leg. Remember when she yelled how excited she was and she wanted to break herself? She started her day out with a ton of adrenaline and a rush of excitement, and then she pushed herself out of her limits and immediately broke her leg. Now, she didn't mean to like overshoot it. I know she didn't. And she felt really bad about this because it definitely put a damper in her day because we just got started. We just got up there. We still made the day work. We got her all set up, but the paramedics came up and got her down. but I just remember that, like, I knew it. When I was driving and she said that she was going to break herself, immediately I had this feeling like something was going to happen. Like, and that's why I was like, yo, like, we can't say that. Like, don't. I was so super, what is it called? Super suspicious. Anything with snowboarding, I always had to like reword my words because I was superstitious. That's the word. I was superstitious. Like, if I called my last run, I would always say, okay, two more runs, but skip the last, which meant that that was going to be my last run. Because every time I would call out, hey, this is going to be my last run, an injury would happen. Every single time. So I had these words already when I was younger, and I like kind of reworked it so that these words wouldn't impact my day or my riding, and I would kind of prevent injuries. It's kind of silly, but when you think about it, these words can really do a number on us. So I still think of that day of how my friend got so excited. So ever since then, I've been really careful of, yeah, my words that I say, the tones that I use it with, because I really do believe that they can impact our riding. And that's probably why I'm so intentional when it comes to visualizing and choosing my words wisely. And I'm guilty about this, like sledding, you know, I've done this in the past where my husband Kenny and I are driving up to the mountains to go sledding, and immediately when I wake up, I would complain on how tired I am. And then on the drive up to the sledding zone or to the mountain, to the parking lot staging area, I would complain, continue complaining, and just feed this like negative energy onto him. And I don't know why, but I was just like, bleh, like, just feeling not the best. Like, I was excited to go sledding, but I was just like tired and grumpy. And oftentimes we kind of vent to our husbands and they take everything on, which is unfair. But anyways, that's what I was doing. And yeah, I didn't get a good night's sleep the night before. And I just sat in that passenger seat complaining, being super negative on how tired I was. And guess what? My day was horrible. I couldn't ride for the life of me, and I felt like I was a beginner all over again. And my husband and I got into a huge argument because I started my day off complaining. How many of you can relate? Another thing I want to note is notice your body language. Perhaps you're not talkative that morning, but how is your body expressing how you are feeling? Again, I'm sitting in the passenger seat. I'm not talkative. I complain about how tired I am. And then I'm probably sitting there with my arms crossed, hunched over, not stoked. I don't even want to talk to him. He irritates me because I'm grumpy. Everything's setting me off. Please tell me I'm not the only one who's ever experienced that. But when we are tired, it can really play on our emotions. And so ask yourself, what is your body saying? Are you slumped over, hunched, dragging your feet, not stoked, tired? Your body language can really impact your riding day as well. So listening in, paying attention, and being more aware with our bodies will help us navigate our feelings about the day and the ride. It's just these small little steps or these small details that we got to be aware of, right? Number three is managing anxiety with breathing techniques. So if you're feeling anxious about a riding day, it can definitely play with our emotions and can hinder our experiences of having a good day. So after you take the first couple steps, like you're rating your feelings, you know, at the start of the day, you're being aware of your body language and your words, but you're still feeling anxious about riding, and that can really put you down in a downward spiral. So I mentioned this before on the podcast, so nothing new here, but breath work can really help ease those anxious feelings, especially if you are racing or you have some type of pressure on you to perform well, like let's say you're filming or doing something for your sponsors, ambassadorships, that sort of thing, right? We can put a lot of pressure on ourselves, and then we go into this like downward spiral of anxiousness, feelings of overwhelm, and limiting beliefs. So if you're able to sit still, whether it's, if you're going up into the mountains, your partner's driving, if you can like sit still, put some calming music on, sit still with a clear mind as best as you can, and just focusing on breathing, it will really help take the edge off. So this technique I use, I don't know what it's called, but it's a technique where I inhale through my nose for 7 seconds. I hold my breath for 7 seconds, and then I push air out through my teeth and my tongue for 7 seconds. I do this a couple times and refocus my thoughts and my energy to some visualizing. When I used to compete for snowboarding with like rail jams, I used to do this breathing technique before my turn to drop in. Not that I placed first every single rail jam that I went on, but it definitely helped me calm my nerves before I performed and entertained a crowd. It's nerve-wracking when you're putting yourself out there, especially if you're like a enduro racer, or you're doing like motocross or anything like that. So if you can put yourself into a good mindset, into a good mental state with some breathing techniques, then like that's it. Like that, do that. Those are going to help with those feelings of anxiousness, overwhelm, and like just pushing some ego or limiting beliefs to the side. Which leads me to my last one. Number 4 is visualization techniques for a better ride experience. Again, this is nothing new here over on the podcast, but visualization is a huge thing for me. Taking the time to visualize yourself performing and achieving your goals, having a fun ride, and just really enjoying the moment, feeling those heightened feelings of like emotions that you're experiencing, like excitement, love, joy, all of that. Like if we can visualize ourselves riding and having those heightened emotions, gives us a better riding experience. I guarantee it. I promise you actually that you're going to have a good day because you visualized on having a good day. It's about getting into the right mindset to set ourselves up for success, to have fun, challenge ourselves enough, and to feel closer to our goals and to enjoy the ride. Yeah, it's just so easy for us to get in our heads, right? It's so easy for us to let those limiting beliefs come in. It's so easy for us to ruin those ride days before they even happen. And so if we can just be aware a little bit and tweak a few things, then our riding days will get that much better. It's just about being aware and listening in on your gut and your intuition. I do have a note here that I want to let you know, just a past experience. So a few years ago, I attended a women's dirt bike clinic in Nelson, BC, and it was a 2-day clinic, and we stayed at the hippie ranch for the weekend. The first day was great, but I remember feeling excited for the next day, but also super anxious. I wanted to make sure I was in tip-top shape for the next day, so that night I bunked in, went to bed, popped in my earbuds, listened to some like relaxing music, and I really did put myself into a visualization state where I put myself into like the dirt bike drills and like slowing them down. And I remember feeling excitement and feeling joy and just like super stoked on everything that I was landing in this visualization. Like I'm daydreaming, right? And then I was, you know, feeling like super proud and excited about the techniques that I was learning. So the next day of that clinic, I felt like I was a whole new person on my dirt bike. I felt like I was way more in control. I felt like I knew what I had to do to get over that log. And even though we were just taught that the day before, I just felt like I was way more in control of my dirt bike. And I just felt myself fall in love with the sport even more because I took the time into visualizing this sport or this day. And I was just really proud that I took the time to visualize. I took the time to do some breathing the night before, and that I pushed myself to try new things. Like, I was so stoked. So there you have it. Those are my four tips that I practice every single time I go out to ride, because my days are very limited and I want to make sure that I make the most of my riding days. This was a fun episode and I really hope that you enjoyed it too. If you want to learn a little bit more about visualization, I do have a whole episode that you can check out. I will put that in the show notes in the podcast, or if you're watching over on YouTube, I will post that over here. I kind of walk you through with some visualization notes and to create some goals. It's a fun one. It's something I'm super passionate about, and I get a lot out of it just by doing and listening to it myself. And I know that you will get something out of it too. Anyways, have so much fun out there. We just had a whole bunch of snow here in Pemberton, and it is a sunny day. I hope I get to get on my sled before I head to Phoenix. That would be the bomb. Anyways, keep killing it safely out there, and I will catch you guys next week right here on the podcast. Okay, bye.